can stand in His name. Hallelujah. You can do better than that. Be sincere, God. Let it touch your heart. Bind us together, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Give us your warfare, God. Call us to be victorious in every battle. Overcomers in every situation. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So we say, praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, sing unto the Lord a new song. Say, for the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. Sing unto the Lord, make a joyful sound. Lift your voices and let your praise resound. Sing a new song in a time of mourn. Trust in Jesus, the battle is won. Sing to the Lord. Sing unto the Lord, make a joyful sound.
Flow. love you, Father. We thank you, Father. You are holy. Why don't you let somebody know you love them this morning? Why don't you hug four people this morning? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We praise the Lord. Come on, let's say, everybody say, church on fire. Say, we believe in God for a church on fire. Are you believing God for a church on fire? I am. How about you, Gloria? Let's sing. The Holy Spirit is here and I reveal everything can happen in a
church. The church.
I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. You can worship the Lord. Oh, we declare your word. Do you love the Lord with all of your heart, all your soul? Say, praise the Lord. Lord. About the friend that never leaves you. He's always there.
just came to tell you, Lord, I just came to tell you that you're worthy of my praise. I just came to tell you, Lord, you're holy.
Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner? Praise the Lord. Somebody give the Lord a praise in this place this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
We're going to receive this morning's tithes and offerings. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. is no such thing as blind faith. Amen. You don't always know every detail, but you know what your next step is. The Bible says that the Word is a lamp unto our feet. You may not see far down the road. He was not talking about the Romans. Amen. He was talking about the believers. Everybody say believers. Got your hands. Believers. How many of you know believers? We might have a few in here this morning. Amen. But God was talking about those believers. He talked about the blind leading the blind. And of course, they're going to fall into a ditch or worse. Amen. So he's talking about spiritual leaders being the way it is with God. That's the way it is with other religions. That's the way it is with the work of the flesh. But the Word of God brings light. And I just wanted to remind you, I was trying to talk about giving. I wanted to remind you. Amen. I don't want you to be blind this morning in your giving, and you're praising, and you're listening, and you're taking notes, and everything that you do this morning, I don't want you to be blind. Amen. Wherever you are, just keep walking towards the light. Amen. But I want you to know that there's a purpose. God won't have you give one dime without a purpose. Amen. So for us to be ignorant of what he's doing in our life, what his plan is for us, to give one dime, to sweep one tile, to vacuum around one chair, to breathe one breath, it's why? When God has a plan for you, we need to learn to do everything in faith. The Bible says that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. That's the wickedness. If you've been around this church very long, you learn that we don't talk about the world's problems. Amen. We talk about the church's problems because we are the church. And when we talk about wickedness, we don't have to get into the nitty-gritty of what people outside the walls are doing, because there's enough nitty-gritty going on in here that we can get into, amen, and get you out of. And what I'm touching on right now is I don't want you to do anything with the attitude that, well, another week in your life, amen. He wants you to know the purpose. Kenneth Hagin wrote a book that we talk about all the time, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits. There's nothing of God that doesn't have a plan, a purpose, and a pursuit. God won't have you do anything in vain. So whatever you have, I want you to lift it to God. And I want you to know that a dollar with purpose is going to do more for you than $1 million without a clue. Amen? God will be blessed either way, but it's about our growth. I want you to know that if you have the faith to do something with $1, you can outdo the world and all the money that they've got, because God isn't after just money. Amen. And we've got to grow in faith. Faith will bring all those other things, but we've got to grow in faith. So I want you to lift your seed. And I want you to just thank God. If he's got a word over your life, I don't want you to give without thanking God for that word coming to pass. If he spoke a word, that you're going to end up one way and not another way, that you're going to do something for him. Revival will happen here, Father. And it won't be a work of man, and it won't be a work of the flesh. I thank you that when a dollar is given into the plate, I thank you that we're walking towards that promise, God. We have a promised land, and we're walking towards it. We're not going in circles. We have faith, and we have the light of your word, Father. I thank you for every person here, God, whether they know it or not. I thank you that you've got a word over their life. You've got a call over their life, and you've got a plan for their life. And they can have plans and expected end, not a disaster, not a train wreck, not a collision, but an end, an expected end, crafted and designed by you. So, Father, we put our faith and trust in you this morning, and we sow a seed, God, and I thank you that no seed is sown in vain. I thank you that we have eyes of faith, and we see what it is you're doing, God, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may sow.
Before we go on, everybody say, God's got it.
God's got it. I need it. God's got it. And I need it. And I think I'm gonna get it. God's got it. And I need it. And I need it. And I think I'm gonna get it. God's got it. And I come by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. You just only speak the word, your petition will be heard. You just only speak the word, your petition will be heard. By faith, right now it's done. God's got it. God's got it. And I need it. And I need it.
All you have to do is speak the word and it's done. Say, I'm going to get mine. You can turn some light on in here. How many living by faith people that we have this morning? Tell somebody, faith
works.
Come on, you can do better than that. Say, faith always. Faith. Hallelujah. Make the devil small this year and make God big. Start praising him right now. Hallelujah. Start to praise God right now. Don't wait for the new year. Glory to God. Don't wait for the battle to get over. Just start to praise God right now for the victory. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Can nobody shout for you but you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody say, praise the Lord. You can do better than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God Almighty. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Say, I'm on my way up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord Jesus. I'm going to take you differently this morning. Amen. So I just want you to, hallelujah, to go to Matthew's gospel. Praise the Lord. Chapter, we want to travel in this for a moment. First of all, go to verse chapter 14. No, chapter 13. We're going to take a long trip. Is that all right? Hallelujah. So say glory to God. Hallelujah. Say faith changes things. Hallelujah. Thank God. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. Verse 57. And they were offended. Everybody say offended. In him. And Jesus said unto them, oh, glory to God. Everybody say, they were offended. Look at somebody and say, offended folk aren't going to get anything. How many of you want something this year? You better clean it up now. You better clean it up this morning. You better clean it up right now. I'm here by the word of God to tell you, amen. Some say your offense blocks out your blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your offense blocks out the blessing of God. Listen, and they were offended in him. Praise. Now, everybody say, it's a shame to be offended in the Lord. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah. Now, this was a group of people that said, listen, they were offended. Are you reading it? Come on, church. Everybody say, in vain. Some say, don't waste. Oh, glory to God. Everybody say, there's something about the name. See, these people were offended in the name. See, they went back. If you look at this, why they were offended, said, isn't this person? Isn't this the carpenter's son? They say, don't we know something? Everybody say, don't we know something? They said, is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary and his brother James and Joseph and Simon and Judas and his sisters? Are they not all with us? Hence then have this man these things. Everybody say, we know too much. Say, we know so much. Just about enough to get offended. Come on, church folk. Some say sometimes you build your fences of offenses by the stuff you know. Oh, come on. Am I helping anybody this morning? Hallelujah. Amen. I said, listen, we know about this. We know that. And we know this. Come on, therefore, we got offenses. And God sent me here this morning to tell you, look, your offense will block your blessing. Come on, church folk. God's not going to tear down your fence to get to you. Everybody say, offenses are fences. Now, when you put a fence up, you're not blocking people out. What you do is you lock yourself out. You're on the other side of the fence when you build it. Come on, church folk. And you're not on the side that God wants you to be on. Fences don't protect us. Everybody say, offenses don't protect us. We think we can protect ourselves and block ourselves in with offense. No, it doesn't work that way. When we build offenses, we get put out of our own fence, amen, out there with all the wolves and the demons, hello, sickness and disease, amen, outside of the grace of God. They say, we know. And they were offended. Now, I talked about it, but say, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord, your God, in vain. Now, you know every once in a while we get something from heaven. I was getting ready, and I heard that this morning. God said, tell the people, amen, that they should not take the name of the Lord, their God, in vain. They would say, cue up. When you talk about them, you're talking about Jesus, amen, because they no longer have that old name. They've got a new name. And when you're running down your brothers and sisters in Christ, you're running down Jesus. And the Bible says, they would say, the Bible says that you shouldn't take the name of the Lord your God. And his name is more than a book in the Bible. His name is more than just what rested on Jesus. They would say the name still stands. The name still lives. It still carries its clout. It still carries its power. And every born-again, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled believer has that name. Remember, say, the name. And when I walk in his name, remember, say, don't take me in vain. See, you're stepping into a new dimension. Amen. You got to watch what you do. Come on, church. You got to watch what you say and watch how you treat folk. Amen. Because God is in them. And some people are going to be put out. Amen. Some are going to have their light snuffed out. Amen. For coming against each other, because they're not coming against one another. They're coming against God. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Some say his name. You can't mess with a mother's child and not expect, you know, come on. You go out someplace and the woman slaps your child and she doesn't expect you to say something. Come on, church folk. What do you have a problem with? Come on, church folk. Well, don't you know that's the way Christians are sometimes? We can treat his people any kind of way. We can treat his prophets any kind of way. We can treat his messengers and servants any kind of way. But I tell you what, God sees and God understands. Come on, church folk. Hallelujah. And they were offended in him, out honor, save in his own country and in his own house. Oh, glory to God. If they step outside of the house. Come on, everybody say honor. Now, we talked about moving up in a realm of glory, in a new dimension. Amen. Getting into a higher dimension, amen, where we can see the grace of God flow, the anointing of God flow. How many of you want to see that? And that's going to take great reverence. Everybody say reverence. Hallelujah. And honor. And he said, he did not, everybody say, he did not many mighty works. Everybody say, he didn't do many mighty works. How many of you want some mighty works? How many want to see some mighty works? Somebody say, want to see God do some things. And say, God wants to do unbelief. Give me a definition of unbelief, Jesse. Everybody say, unfaithfulness. How many want to see some mighty works? Now, see, a lot of folk say, well, because they didn't just say, oh, I believe Jesus can do this. They said, look, I believe Jesus can do it. You know, a lot of people think that's what I'm, you know, I just believe he can do it. Faith without works, everybody say faith without works, like Jesse, brother. We got married couple, amen, that's here. Some amen, and y'all went out there, hopefully, everybody say faithful. You want to be true. Come on, church folk. Sold out to God, one that can be depended on. Oh, come on, church folk. You can, everybody say faith. People are calling about having great faith in God, that they're devoted to God, and they're pulling off of their love relationship with God. That's what faith is based on. But they're really adulterers in their heart. Come on, church folk. Not faithful to God. They're faithful to everything else but God. God's on the second row. Come on. God's not to the center. Everybody say faithful. Oh, praise the Lord. God will. Hallelujah. When he shows up, he wants somebody to be there. Come on, church folk. When he calls for the water pots to be filled, come on, somebody's there to put the water in the pot. Come on, church folk. Faithful. Everybody say faithful. Faithful folk get mighty works. But when you can't depend on people, come on, church folk. Hallelujah. Say, God's not the problem. Unfaithfulness and unbelieving folk are the problem. Say, he could not do any mighty works there because of their unbelief. Definition, unfaithfulness. What else? Everybody say, faithless. Some say, unfaithful and faith. Everybody say faithless. What does it mean to be faithless? That does not mean, I don't believe God can do it. That's not what he's talking about there. Everybody say faithless. Everybody say less. Faith is what? Works. Faith is putting into action what you've heard God say. They were faithless. That means that God would say something and they wouldn't do anything about it. They would say faithless. That means a word would go out and we'd look silly. Come on, church folk. God would say, take the city, and we'd look. Come on. God would say, walk around the walls of Jericho, amen, and faithless people. Everybody say faithless. Wouldn't do anything about the word. That's why all the children of Israel, most of those children died in the wilderness, amen, because they were faithless. They heard things, but they didn't do anything about what they heard. If you want God to do something, the Bible says, when Mary gave them that direction, what did she say? Whatever, if you do that, you'll get a miracle. Hallelujah. Everybody say faithless. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say praise to God. Somebody say thank the Lord. You know, faithlessness is the seed of the devil. Come on, church folk. Because the devil doesn't want to see God get the glory. Devil doesn't want to see God have the victory. Come on, church folk. Devil doesn't want to see God save souls and your family come into righteousness with God. Come on. He didn't want to see you have the victory. Come on, church folk. He doesn't want the church to have the victory. Amen. And there are certain things he can't do. Come on, church folk. But he can try to hinder the plan of God. Come on, church folk. Because he knows what happens. If he can keep you, a lot of times when the devil gets us off into disobedience, amen, all he's doing is shutting the power off because he's afraid of what God might do. Come on, church. Read on, Brother Jesse. I want definition. Is that the whole definition there? You say weakness. Want to faith or weakness of faith? Oh, praise there. Say, let's be strong in faith. It's not necessary. No, it's not necessary if you don't need the power of God. If you don't need a mighty work, come on, church folk. It's not necessary. But if you need God to do something, come on, church folk. He wanted to do things. How many of you know that? When he spoke and he prophesied in the temple, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to do things. And he told him exactly what he came to do and what he wanted to do. And he went to his own town to do some of those things. But faithless, everybody say faithless folk. Unfaithful, faithless folk. Oh, praise the Lord. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Some say the reason why God is not doing all he wants to do. Some say unfaithful, faithless folk. But that's going to change. Hallelujah. Say somebody's going to go over. Somebody's going to get in. Amen. There might be a many that die in the wilderness. Amen. But there's a Joshua someplace. Amen. That will arise and obey God. Come on. And walk on over to the promised land by believing the good report of the word of the Lord. Some say, that's going to be me. Hallelujah. Joshua got in there because he went over. Amen. He got his call. He got over there and he saw what God said was there. And he said by faith, he said, look, we can take it. We can have what God says we can have. Amen. He was not discouraged, amen, by all the giants. Come on. Everybody else saw giants. They said, look, we look like grasshoppers in our own eyes. We can't measure up. Amen. But Joshua saw the word of God stronger than every adversity, to every impossibility. He possessed what God had for him. It would say mighty works. Hallelujah. Some say praise the Lord. Jump on over to Matthew chapter 14. Oh, glory to God. It would say that'll fix it right there. It would say that'll fix it. That'll fix it right there. Amen. Hallelujah. That'll fix the problem right there. It might be faithlessness. Amen. Or it might be unfaithful. Maybe you're not faithful to what God told you. Amen. You need to be more faithful in the Word of God. Amen. To do what God wants you. Now, the difference between faithless and unfaithful, come on, everybody say faithless and unfaithful. If you're faithless, you won't do anything with an immediate word. When something quick comes along, there's just a simple command of God, faithless folk don't obey. Come on. It's like those seeds that, you know, they're the ones faithless, come on, that lose the word immediately. Come on. No, they're the ones, everybody say faithless. They're the ones that will think about it. Come on. But they can't do what God says do right away. Hello. They don't have that instantaneous obedience. Amen. They're the back talkers with the move of God. Hello. They back talk in the middle of their mind and God saying go do something. When God says do something, amen, people that have faith move immediately. Let me say faithless. Oh, glory to God. See, faithless people don't receive those. They can't flow with an anointing. They quench every anointing. Hello. They never perform in revival because God moves sometime and it's just an instant blessing. It's an instant answer. It's an instant deliverance. It's an instant healing. But a lot of people can't receive that flow, amen, because of faithlessness. When the anointing's in, somebody says, amen, I want you to jump over that chair three times, amen. When the anointing's on, amen, people that aren't faithless will be obedient and get what God wants them to have. Faithless people will crack a joke. Faithless people will look around at everybody else to see whether they're jumping. Come on, church folk. And by the time they get their act together and try to do it, amen, the anointing's gone. Oh, hallelujah. I'm here to tell you this morning. If you can't do what the Holy Ghost said do, you are faithless. And if you are faithless, don't expect any mighty work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because how do mighty works happen? Through people that obey God. They respond quickly. So when God's looking to move in that avenue and move in that way, amen, they're obedient. Maybe he's wanting to do something. You've been praying for something for a while, and then God sees exactly what's going on at that instant and at that second. He knows that that person you've been believing God for is right at the right place at the right time. They just had something happen. And if you'd open your mouth right now, hello, God knows the timing. Everybody say timing. Because God sees things we can't see. There's a time for it. People that are faithless blow timings. So they miss it all the time. How many of you know timing's the key? How many of you have met people that had good timing? Are we learning anything this morning? They say timing. We didn't have anything. People didn't realize that faith had something to do with timing. So there's a time for everything. Oh, praise God. Someone say hallelujah. So say, don't miss your timing blessing. When you miss a time, walk in that anointing. Amen. I walk on that level. Amen. I no longer miss. It's not like, and sometimes you don't need more. Sometimes you need to fix what you got. Amen. We need to be like Jesus. Everybody say, God, you better send some more fish. God sent some more fish. There are a lot of folk that are hungry. God didn't send more fish. He worked with what he had. Amen. Hallelujah. We're always crying, more, Lord, more, Lord, more, Lord. God said, you didn't do anything with the little bit you got. The Bible says those that are faithful with what they've got, amen, you'll get more. Some say, are you working what you already have? If God's invested in you, amen, a little bit of talent, come on, church folk. If you've got that hid under some bushel, come on. Dormant, amen. Don't expect God to work a miracle. Say, God might want to work a miracle. Everybody say it. God might want to work a miracle with the little bit you've got. When you place stuff in the master's hand, amen, God will work some stuff when we learn to be obedient. Everybody say, obedience. When we take that little bit, amen? Come on, everybody say, little bit. If you had $62,000 and you found something, amen, I don't know if that's a big month, but amen, but if you placed it on the right thing at the right time in the market, come on, it means something than when you place it at the wrong time. Immediate obedience wears out what we. So faithless. Everybody say faithless. Amen. Amen. Now unfaithful. Everybody say unfaithful. They're the other side. They can jump on the immediate. Come on, church folk. Some of us can double up this morning. Everybody, come on. This is going to help some folk to double up. You might say, I got one. You thought that's all it is. You're just mastering, amen, faithful. Amen. You may be mastering one side, missing it on the other. Everybody say, faithless and unfaithful. Some of us are going to get better. All I'm believing for, I believe for one or two this morning. Amen. Amen. And I claim myself as one. Amen. Somebody to start reaping blessings from, amen, rebuking that spirit of faithlessness. Another one to start to reap blessings, amen, from being faithful. Come on, church folk. They say, mighty works will happen. They say, there's a mighty work. Say, there's a mighty work that God's wanting to do. Hallelujah. And I'm just giving you some direction, come on, church folk, to find out where it is. So there's a blessing in the word. There's an answer in the word. There's deliverance in the word, amen. There's a miracle in the word, amen. And that miracle could come into manifestation, amen, by that immediate response of acting on the word, amen. Or it could come just if you just have a little bit more endurance. Come on, church folk. Somebody say hallelujah. So there's a blessing in both of those areas. Hallelujah. There's a blessing in both of those areas. If you improve both of those areas, if you rebuke the devil and say, I'm not going to let the thief steal anymore, amen, you'll reap. Somebody say hallelujah. You'll be blessed coming in and going out. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up this morning? Everybody say, mighty works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, get my faith together. Nothing is impossible to those that believe. Hallelujah. Everybody say, new level of faith. God's saying he's going to start to do some things, and that's why he's giving you training. So you can discern. We learned Friday night to be able to discern the anointing. So that when the anointing's on and the word goes out, you can step in immediate obedience and get something from God. Say, I'm ready to reap. Say, I'm ready to reap. Hallelujah. Lift up holy hands in this place this morning. Hallelujah. Say, I can't make it. God, I can't make it another day. Hallelujah. I can't make it another hour without your move. Hallelujah. God, I need you to come through right now. I refuse to stay where I'm at. I'm not supposed to be there. Hallelujah. There are some things that God's closing the door on. Hallelujah. Some situations of negative situations. Hallelujah. Some things could be a whole lot better. Amen. And I'm calling you forth right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To claim that the place that you're at, hallelujah, the atmosphere, the environment, the situation, glory to God. God's trying to get me to tell you right now, that's not your place. That's not your home. Things could be a whole lot better. Hallelujah. And you ought to cry out right now in the mighty name of Jesus and say, Father, I need you to get me out of this right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that deliverance. Hallelujah. I don't have to stay here. Glory to God. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Hallelujah. This is not my resting place. Glory to God. Say, I don't live here. Glory to God. You better start packing it right now in the name of Jesus. I got that from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God's setting captives free this morning. There have been some destinies. There have been some situations and some lies. Amen. People have sold out to some lies and some situations. Hallelujah. God said, that's not the report that I gave you. Hallelujah. That's not the report that I gave you. That's not what I said. Hallelujah. You're to go all the way. Hallelujah. You're to receive all that I have for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Expect your miracle. Hallelujah. Expect your deliverance. Learn how to respond. Hallelujah. So when the train comes, when the victory comes, when deliverance comes, you'll know exactly what to do and when to do it. Hallelujah. 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 Say, I expect a change in the mighty name of Jesus. I get my faith back up again. I'm not disobedient. Hallelujah. I'm not unfaithful. I'm not faithless. Amen. I'm a believer of God. Hallelujah. I'm perfecting myself in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Say, I'm going to receive my destiny right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke that negative report right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said you can have it. Hallelujah. God says it's yours. Hallelujah. God says you've got the victory. Hallelujah. 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 In every area of your life, in every situation, deliverance is coming. Hallelujah. The victory is coming. Glory to God. Glory to God. God's going to raise you up and lift you up high. Hallelujah. You're no longer going to be the head. You're going to the front. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Expect God to come through. Hallelujah, glory to God. Great things He's going to do. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah for people that have great faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some say your miracle's still there. You haven't missed it. Glory to God. You didn't miss it. Hallelujah. He put it to the side. He's bringing it back out. Said you haven't blown it. It's not over. Glory to God. You haven't missed a thing. God's reserved your spot. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was a lie. Amen. The devil told you. Glory to God. You've got the victory. Hallelujah. You've got the victory. Don't listen to that negative report anymore. Hallelujah. Don't go down that road anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is on your side. Well, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Everybody say, restoration is finally here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at one person telling you, you've got the victory. Hallelujah. Say, did you know you've got the victory? Hallelujah. You've got the victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Go on and receive it. Just receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Just receive the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I curse defeat in Jesus' name and say, you've got the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. She's got it. Hallelujah. You've got it. Some say, I've got it. The victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Up the ante and say, it's better. Glory to God. We're going to turn you over to Jesse. Hallelujah. Some say better. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. What was that word, Jesse? Better than what's been? Huh? It would say it's better than what it's been. Hallelujah.